أحمدك اللهم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأشهد أن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah and we bear witness there is no God but Him. And we bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger and the prophet. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shed his peace and the prayers upon the prophet and his household and his companions and his followers to the day of judgment. My dear fellow Muslims, Islam is the greatest bond between Muslims, and it is the greatest bond between human beings. Fraternity in Allah, the belief in the one God, the one chain of prophethood, the one final messenger, and the final scripture, and the angels roaming the universe, and freedom of choice, and therefore accountability. This philosophy bounds Muslims together and gives them the religion which, when adopted and followed with honesty and exactitude, made them really the best nation presented to mankind. The Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam and following him, generation and generation of Muslim teachers always recommended Muslim to Muslim. They are like the one body of which an individual is an organ of that body. They are the one nation. They are the followers of Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. And if we have been given a code of good treatment and handling of one another, it would be in the Quran and the Sunnah. It behooves Muslims, therefore, to do their best to help one another. Because any help given the one of us eventually adds to the total power of the collectivity of Muslims. And this applies not only when Muslims are a minority in other lands, but even in the so-called Muslim countries. A Muslim's treatment to a fellow Muslim should be like the treatment of a brother, and should be given the same significance and importance as if you are working for yourself. And when we seek to do things maybe of a business-like nature, it should be my duty to seek my brother Muslim or Muslima who can do the job. I do remember from my school days as a high school boy meeting a Christian colleague, another boy, my classmate. Where are you going? And he named a very far suburb of Cairo. And I said, why? And he explained that there was some little business to be done. And I told him, then where are you going? It was a very far away place. And being of modest means, he wouldn't resort to payable transport. And so he was walking on foot almost for 2 hours. Because the man he wanted to go to was a fellow Christian. And this, I think, happens, and Muslims are more eligible for this kind of mutual care and mutual love. But unfortunately, we also read that when the Prophet ﷺ embarked on his hijrah trip, he chose for a guide of the journey a man who was not even a Muslim. And this might look embarrassing. Why didn't he pick up a Muslim guide to take him over the journey? And the theme there is that priority is given to someone who excels in honesty, on keeping the secret, and on proper knowledge of the thing he is going to do. And that is why, if I am to undergo a surgical operation, I'd rather go to an excellent non-Muslim surgeon rather than a mediocre Muslim one. These things count and naturally take priority. And so our sentiment towards brother and sister Muslim has a priority to check it, and that is the eligibility and the fitness and the reliability of the person I am giving my work to. This is the usual case, except that sometimes, as I lately witnessed, I see Muslims relying on a Muslim to do some work, and they prove utterly hopeless and unreliable. They give you a date and they don't keep it. They try to do the business, but it is not the required standard. They try to justify and therefore give you a series of lies. And even when giving their financial estimate, you don't feel that they are giving any heed to justice, that you take according to what you gave, but as a matter of fact, want to take more than they gave. And this is really depressing, because if we Muslims are not rid of these low inclinations and the practices, we will never be the good ummah that the Quran and the Prophet ﷺ described. And such people, to start with, betray Islam, because Islam requires the Muslim to be honest, and they betray the brotherhood, because you are supposed to care for the welfare and the interests of your brother, and they are giving Islam a bad reputation. And once or twice in my life, I came across people who wanted to have some project or business or transaction, and I recommended, why go to a non-Muslim? Why don't you find a Muslim to do this work? And the answer would be, by experience, I have decided to have nothing to do with Muslims when it comes to business. And this is what a Muslim says about a fellow Muslim. And again, that fellow Muslim, be he a professional or a worker or something, has worked to prove this idea and to prove the man correct, and has fallen into the definitions of hypocrisy as spelled out by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. آية المنافق ثلاث: إذا حدث كذب، وإذا وعد أخلف، وإذا أؤتمن خان. The signs of the hypocrite are three: when he promises, he doesn't keep the promise, as I've seen in a recent case I witnessed. And if he speaks, he lies, as I did witness in the same. And if entrusted, he doesn't keep the trust, as I did really. And that man is a very pious man. He comes to the mosque regularly, and he is seen praying so many times, etc. But it seems that we're still confused, separating the chapter of worship and ritual prayer and fasting maybe and visiting the mosque from the other integral part of Islam, which is the ultimate goal of Islam really. And the ultimate goal of Islam is al-mu'amala. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, الدين المعاملة. Religion is how you treat other people. So this is religion. And those who are happy with their prayers, if they have any content, but allow themselves to betray their fellow Muslim, or be so greedy, or so untruthful, or so untrustworthy, these are really acting in a non-Islamic manner, and they are betraying their own religion. And so they are not many, but see how the small bad group can give a bad reputation to a large good group. And we should always follow the hadith of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, الدين النصيحة. Religion is to give sound advice, and we should advise such brothers or sisters, if we encounter them, that Islam is not all about the ritual and the worship. These are means to a goal. But the Prophet said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتْ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I be sent indeed in order to perfect the good moralities and the good behavior. And therefore your Islam depends as much at least on how you deal with people, Muslim or non-Muslim. If you speak the truth, you speak the truth. I have come through people thinking that because they are dealing with non-Muslims, when it is allowed to cheat and to lie. I have seen people using the credit card and then disappearing or going to a country where interest is prohibited by law, so that the credit card companies, when they go and take them to court, the court would say this debt is not valid because it is riba. No, Islam cannot accommodate this. You should be trustworthy, you should be honest, awfu bil uqud, respect your transactions and your contracts, and this is the way to be a Muslim. It is not the 20 minutes on the prayer carpet. It is not the once a week visit to the mosque. It is how you behave and how you treat and how you match yourself with the Quranic standards and the prophetic standards. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that such brothers, if any, would try and control themselves and lead themselves in the Islamic way and have the conscience that makes them behave not according to their inadequacies or greed, but according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to do. Because after all, we carry the noble and the great and the heavy responsibility of being God's deputies on planet Earth. Didn't he say so? Didn't he say, I am creating the human being to be my vicegerent on Earth? And therefore it behooves every one of us in all details of life to consider himself and feel himself and be conscious of himself as, who are you? I am God's deputy on Earth. And what it takes God's deputy on earth to do, this is our task to do. Islam is not a theoretical religion. It is not a religion to read. It is a religion to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge us according to what we do of His commandments in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Prophet. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم سلوا ربكم يستجب لكم. الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت، وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه، واجعلنا أهلا لاتباعه، واجعلنا من أصحابه في الدنيا وفي الآخرة يا رب العالمين، وخلقنا بأخلاقه، واجعلنا أهلا له ليقال هذه أمة محمد. In order that we be branded, this is the nation of Muhammad. It behaves like him. It has the Quranic heart and the Quranic behavior, and it acts true to what her Prophet has taught her to do. Not just taking Islam by name and neglecting it by deed, but the Islamic conscience should make you heed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always and seriously, as if you see him, as if he is with you. For you are never alone. He is always there. And you better respect his wish. It is his will is to be done, not my own will. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be this kind of Muslim, the true Muslim. And we ask him to fill our hearts with his love and love of our fellow Muslim and the fellow human being. And we ask him to enable us to acquire the moralities and the behavior and the character that he describes and spells out the Quran as the wives of the Prophet described his behavior, saying, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. His character was the Quran. May it please you, Allah, to make our character the Quran and to be pleased with us. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا سميع قريب مجيب الدعاء. اللهم املأ قلوبنا بمحبتك واجمعنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك والحب فيك، وأحينا وأمتنا وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقم الصلاة.